There are nearly 20 million college students in the United States. 40% will stop going to church during college. 50% will never return. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is seeking to meet this challenge through LCMSU. Why? Because 100% of college students matter to God and to His church. College is tough. You need Jesus. We'll help. LCMSU. Check us out at lcms.org/lcmsu.
Wallenberg's life is a challenge to us all, to live those virtues of empathy and compassion. He was a Lutheran, and yet he risked his lives to save Jews.
The more I advanced I was in science, and the more I studied it, and the more I asked questions, the more I kept running into this idea of storytelling.
In a sense, that's what Romophobia does. You're swinging your sword so hard at Rome that you're actually doing injury to your brother.
The Augsburg Confession says the highest worship of the gospel is the desire to receive God's gifts, not what we can bring to Jesus, our prayer and our praise and our thanksgiving.
I'm Daniel Berquist. I'm from Lincoln, Nebraska, and I'm a Macintosh software engineer, and I love Issues Etc.
Here in the United States, the tabloid newspaper is just kind of a joke. It hardly news. It is made of paper. You see them at the checkout counter of the grocery store. Elsewhere, in Europe in particular, the tabloid is a form of publishing the news. Some of them are a little trashy, and some of them are more newsy. What about when they write about religion? Not the kooky stuff, but about real events, news stories. How do they do? George Conger joins us here in the second hour of the program. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. on this Monday afternoon, September the 9th. After our conversation with George Conger, talking about a story from the Daily Record in Scotland about the Churches of Christ in a primary school, Pastor Tom Baker joins us to talk about the wisdom of Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 3. George Conger is a regular guest. He formerly served as a British correspondent for the Jerusalem Post and the overseas correspondent for the Church of England newspaper. He's a contributor to GetReligion.org. George, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Hello, Todd.
Given the term tabloid and its connotation here in the United States, many might ask, why even pay attention to what's written in a tabloid in Scotland?
Well, if you allow a lie to stay out there long enough, people are eventually going to believe it. We saw that from everything from Adolf Hitler. I don't want to cite contemporary political figures in the United States, but if you repeat a lie often enough, if you let it out there and assume, oh, well, people are going to be smart enough to see through this thing, well, somebody may, but, you know, most people don't give it a second thought. They believe what they read. Now, a tabloid in the United States, that's like the National Enquirer, the weekly World News, where we read all about Elvis sightings and things like that. But in Britain, they have tabloids like that, but also they have mass-market newspapers that are tabloids that have sports and horoscope and pay a lot of attention to crime and are very short stories, very written to a very low level of comprehension of English or knowledge. And they also like to tell extraordinary stories, even if they're not true. And this case about the Church of Christ in Scotland is an extraordinary story that's not true, that if left unchallenged is going to paint a normal American denomination of close to 2 million people as being loons.
All right, so tell us the story and then how this Scottish tabloid, the Daily Record, told its version of the story.
Well, for about 8 years, a Church of Christ congregation in a Glasgow suburb had been partnering with a local elementary school to provide religious books and volunteering work. Now, you have to remember that in England, state schools teach religion. And it is not uncommon for groups from the Church of England, or in Scotland, the Scottish Presbyterian Church, Muslim groups, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, anybody can approach a school and say, we'd like to help with your religious education, here are some of our books, we'd like to help out with projects, and so on and so forth. And that's perfectly normal. And this Church of Christ has been doing this for 8 years. Well, the newspaper, the Daily Record, a Glasgow tabloid with a circulation of about 250,000, wrote this story, and it began, parents are horrified about this, quote, extremist cult that has, quote, sinister motives trying to, quote, brainwash their children. And they showed as their big top picture a young youth worker with his face painted like Johnny Depp from Pirates of the Caribbean saying, this man is going into the school to teach your children. And this was a photo taken off the guy's Facebook page from some party. He was dressed up like Johnny Depp. And they're making it seem like some very guy in a very creepy face paint is going to teach, quote, anti-gay, anti-evolution, anti-women doctrines to these poor, unsuspecting children. And it was so over the top, the Church of Christ is evil, that they're flat-earth people, that they're trying to destroy the pure, high-minded Scottish people with these pernicious American doctrines. I likened it to something the Nazis would put out by the Jews. All you have to do is swap out the word Church of Christ for Jew. And this could be something from Der Stürmer, one of the Nazi publications of the 30s. It was that bad.
So talk to us about the connection between a photo that, because context is king in all of these things. Generally in reporting, if you're going to attach a photo, it will either be a stock photo of the individual you're talking about, just to say, hey, visually, this is the person we're referring to. The Washington Post does this all the time with their famous kind of sketch photos of people.
Mm-hmm.
Or it will be a photo of that person at the relevant event, not at a party. We don't generally, post pictures of Barack Obama at some sort of a swing ding or at a Hollywood party when we're talking about him doing a swing through Russia or something like that. So what's the photo got to do with this one?
Well, the photo is designed to denigrate. It's designed to maliciously harm this church group by pointing out one of its people, look how crazy this guy is. I'll give you an example of Barack Obama. I am sure there are photos, and you can find them on the internet, of Barack Obama at a costume party or Barack Obama at some ethnic shindig when he was a Chicago politician wearing a sombrero or whatever. In other words, a photo that's not particularly flattering, but the context is non-threatening. Now, every time if a newspaper ran a photo of Barack Obama dressed as Herman Munster or Frankenstein when he's meeting with Vladimir Putin in St. Petersburg, that's a clear attempt to denigrate Barack Obama. That's not news. That's using a photo to distort and to attack. And that's what happened in this Church of Christ story. They had a kid, a young guy who's doing overseas mission work for the first time from the U.S., and he's got a picture of himself dressed as Johnny Depp in face paint. And they're saying, this is the man going into these children's classrooms to help the teachers with their religion activities. Now, did he go in dressed as Johnny Depp? If he did, that's a story. He didn't. There's no evidence he did, and the newspaper doesn't even say that. They just used a photo to make the point that these evil American Christians are out to snatch your children's souls. It really was that despicable. And you ask why the Church of Christ shouldn't just let this go? Because this appeared in 250,000 homes in the Glasgow area. Maybe not everybody's that dumb where they believe everything they read in the tabloids, but even if 10% of the people believe it, that's 25,000 people that think you're an evil, malicious cult. And you've got to take a stand against such lies.
So are there, because we're talking about multiple contexts here, both in the U.S. and in Scotland in this particular case, are there places that someone who is simply trying to protect the truth of a story to which they can appeal?
Well, on the basic level, they have something in England and Scotland called the Press Complaints Commission, where all the newspaper and magazine publishers agree to abide by a code of conduct. And the first item on this code of conduct is the press must take care not to publish inaccurate, misleading, or distorted information, including pictures. And what we just described was a misleading, distorted, and inaccurate picture. And also that the Press Complaints Commission has a statement that the press must avoid prejudicial or pejorative reference to race, color, religion, creed, sexual orientation, so on and so forth. Here's a story whose sole purpose is to attack a conservative group of Christians. Now, the Church of Christ is against the culture of Scotland. They don't fit into the mainstream. They are a Bible-believing group. They're conservative by American Protestant standards. Yet they are not some, and this is the word that was used about them, sinister group. And that, you know, the Church of Christ has an avenue of appealing to the Press Complaints Commission for a correction or retraction, or frankly, they can sue for libel, because this is as malicious comes.
So, with only about 30 seconds here, what's the general principle or lesson, so to speak, that you would have our listeners draw away from this extreme example of journalistic irresponsibility?
I wouldn't want them to think all British tabloids are trash. The Daily Mirror, the Daily Express, there's one group that are more high-minded. But there is a group called the Red Tops, the Sun, the Star, the Daily Record, where they're all famous for on page three they'll have a girl naked from the waist up, the page three girl. They also have pornography. They also have things that an reputable American newspaper wouldn't dream of putting on its pages. Be careful what you read. Don't overgeneralize, but realize anybody that leads with pornography and horoscopes is not going to be your best source for news.
George Conger formerly served as a British correspondent for the Jerusalem Post and the overseas correspondent for the Church of England newspaper. He's a contributor to GetReligion.org. George, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you very much.
When we come back on this Monday afternoon, September the 9th, Pastor Tom Baker is going to join us. We'll talk about the wisdom of Solomon. That'll put us in the Old Testament, in 1 Kings chapter 3, an entire chapter devoted to the gift that God gave to Solomon of wisdom. Stay tuned.
Hey, St. Louis. How would you like to achieve your fitness goals in a fun and supportive atmosphere? Hi, this is Kevin Reisick, owner and operator of Arch Fitness of East Alton, Illinois. We offer adult boot camps throughout the week. These camps include cardiovascular conditioning, muscular strength and endurance training, balance and coordination activities, and more. For more information, give me a call at 618-670-6952, Arch Fitness of East Alton, Illinois, 618-670-6952.
Pastor Todd, I downloaded your Issues Etc. app for my Android phone, and I listen to it while I'm on the treadmill.
You can listen to Issues Etc. live or on demand with the new Issues Etc. Android or iPhone app. You can download these apps at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. in the palm of your hand. Download an app today.
My new Adam really enjoys the app while I'm on the treadmill.
Solid. Serious. Substantive. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Augsburg Lutheran, Shawnee, Kansas. Peace Lutheran, Fresno, California. Trinity Lutheran, Casper, Wyoming. Memorial Lutheran, Houston, Texas. Trinity Lutheran, Gillette, Wyoming. Our Savior Lutheran, Ridgecrest, California. St. Mary's Lutheran, Des Moines, Iowa. Redeemer Lutheran, Caucabeca Falls, Ontario, Canada. St. Jacoby Lutheran, Shawano, Wisconsin. And St. John's Lutheran, North Prairie, Wisconsin. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and print a one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll publicize your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. Issuesetc.org, click support, the Issues Etc. 300.